We are joined in the media center following the Lucas Oil Nationals by our pro stock winner, hometown hero Jason Lyne, who defeated Wally Stroop, Alex Laughlin, Derek Kramer, and Erica Enders en route to his first victory that he actually won right here in Minnesota. Jason, how does this moment feel? Finally collecting a Wally with your family, all here to celebrate.
Very cool. I mean, as we get older, you know, you realize these moments are, they're going to be fewer and far between and less chances of them happening. So very special. And right now it feels special, but it's going to feel even more special later on for sure. So super excited as I get anyway. And just a great weekend and just a fun day for sure.
49th career victory, but also your first win since last year at Charlotte, so exercising many different demons on this given day.
Yeah, no, that's a big deal. And my dad, he makes a big deal. He's kind of a numbers guy, and he likes streaks. So he makes a big deal out of the fact that I've won a race every year that I've raced in pro stock. So, and he puts a lot of pressure on me to make sure that continues. So to do it here in front of him is very cool. He's pretty sure he's proud. So just a great day.
A dominating effort in qualifying, getting max points, and that is a rarity. It doesn't happen. As you're going through qualifying, you obviously know you're doing real well. Are you feeling special about this weekend?
It is a rarity. I mean, I couldn't tell you the last time that's happened to anybody. So we had a great car, and you know, my car and hers were really head and shoulders above everybody else's. So we say that, and that means it's, you know, 100 or 200 faster than everybody, which is nothing. But it doesn't leave you a lot of room for error, and made one error this today, but was fortunate to get by with it. So all good.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media here. Jason Lyne, Pro Stock winner.
Where'd you have the error?
Against Kramer in the semis.
What was it?
Well, I was tardy. Yeah, just was, yeah. Fell asleep up there, so it happens.
And you can't do that against Erica.
No, you can't do it against anybody. Fortunately, he couldn't wait. So, I think everybody kind of gets, they kind of know how everybody wants the stage. And so I think he was trying to do something to throw me off a little bit. And so I tried to do the same in return. And, we both did a really poor job. So, but his was worse than mine. So worked out okay for us.
You know, every year I ask you, hey, are you going to win this year, and what's that like? Yeah. Did that pressure get to you, and did that question get old?
Well, the question definitely got old, no offense, but absolutely. So, but, you know, you want to win here in front of your friends and family, because, I mean, you know, for as fun as it is for me, it's probably as much fun for them, and for me to see them and see how happy they are, it's really, that makes it super special.
Let's key in on the final round real quick. Erica Enders, you said, you know, you have to leave first. She had a quick car. You had a quick car. You have to leave first. You guys left together a couple of thou, and that's always good because she's great on the line.
Yeah, my goal is not to leave first against her. My goal is to be close, yeah, because she is quicker than I am. And, you know, I have my moments, but, you know, she's as good as anybody ever as far as letting her left foot out. So and I don't care who that is. I mean, whether it's Jagger or Alderman or Conley or whoever, Tanner Gray. So she's as good as ever has been. So my goal is to get close to her and hope we can outrun her. So and we managed to do that today.
She gave you a big hug afterward. What did she say to you?
Oh, she likes to hug me. Yeah. So, I'm a big hugger too. So she was super nice, and you know, as we get older, I think we learn to have more mutual respect for everybody, and you know, still, you don't want to lose, but certainly there's respect there.
Yeah, and she beat you here before in that same position.
Beat me many times, yeah, you bet. So,
but in that final here,
So she beat me in the final round at Pomona to win the world championship too. I was in the left lane and tough race. So you don't forget those things.
You talked Friday night briefly about the first that you've experienced through your career here at the track. Could you maybe just go back and elaborate on that a little bit more through your career, the first that you had here?
Lots of firsts. So I think I had my first beer here too. So maybe that's not a good first, but I made my first lap down. Went to my first. I don't think I went to my first drag race here. I think that was probably at Twin Cities Dragway or else Minnesota Dragway. But certainly my first memories were coming here. my parents let us come here when we were just kids, 13 and 15, me and my brother and my cousin, and they let us come here and run wild for the weekend. They didn't love us, so it was really the start of something big for me. So, and really my brother, my whole family, really. So made my first pass here and won my first race here. So a lot of firsts, and just a great place. And this, no matter what, this place will hold fond memories for me. And my dad raced at the very first event they ever had here back in June of 1968. So, and I think that's pretty, still has the same car, so still pretty cool.
What age were you first time you set foot at this track?
I was young, very young.
10? Yeah.
No, way younger than that. Yeah, early 70s. Yep. Wow. Yeah, probably 70 or 71.
So you were like, yep, 2 or 3.
Yeah.
Yep. When you have everything going the way you had this weekend, I mean, it wasn't long ago where you and Greg always kind of qualified fast. You were against each other all the way up.
Yep.
And everybody else wondered how you could keep having the same rhythm over and over and the consistency of that rhythm. And that's gone away because everyone's kind of caught up. But now, when you come on so strong and Greg struggled, does the great rhythm you have here carry over to the next race?
I don't know. We'll talk after Indy. I hope it does. You'd like to think so. But, the truth is one little event can change everything. So it's a tough sport, and right now everybody's so equal. There is no margin for error, and you have to have a little bit of luck as well. So that's what makes it special when you win.
Jason, talk a little bit about the satisfaction of seeing your family when you come back. You know, you wanted an Indy, and that had to be great, winning a race, but you wanted this. And it had gotten to the point, referencing the question every year. That happens. There's been so many examples of that. Caps winning Indies, going through it right now. Caps winning a championship. But to be able to deliver and come back and know that that's not a thing anymore. But most importantly, your son Jack is here. Your family's here. The nieces, the nephews, parents, everybody. Yep. And to look in their eyes, your brother has won here the past couple of years in Stock Eliminator. Yep. Hannah going to the semifinal round in Stock. That's your niece. Like, the Line family wins here, and now you've won here. And just tell me about the moment of, like, personal satisfaction, you and your family.
Yeah, this place has been a big part of our lives. So super cool, and they did a great job with the track. And for us to be able to come down the return road on the zoo side, and all the fans yelling and hollering, and it was really it was cool. Really great moment. I'll remember it forever.
Any other questions for our Pro Stock winner?
Did you see her when you were near the finish line?
I did. I don't normally look over in high gear, but I did. And, it's been a while since I bracket raced, and I looked over and said, well, I won't tell you what I said, but because I really thought I was a couple thousand behind. So I did, yeah. Yep.
Well, from right here, I'll tell you, it was fun to look down there because people always point like they want to be the first to win, and it was like 50-50.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was really a super close race, and we didn't get any data the run before for whatever reason. We didn't the data acquisition did not work, so normally we'd make some tuning changes. So we just kind of had to take a guess at it, and I probably should have made some bigger moves, but it is what it is. Worked out okay.
As good as your car was this week. And I saw you take off almost at the same time. I thought, no way it'd be that close.
Yeah, it was super close. Yeah, they actually outran us a little bit, really, down the back. So, we were off a little bit somewhere, but it was enough. And when the light came on, I was a little surprised.
Really?
A little bit, yep.
Big picture, next race, Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals, and then, of course, the NHRA Countdown. You've already referenced how competitive it is. This win, getting it out of the way, going into this very critical time of the season where everything important is up for grabs, having won a race and with momentum.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Going into Indy with at least one win, that's a big deal for sure. So I'm gonna sleep good tonight.
Are you going to go out into the zoo? What do you do now? What happens now?
I'm a little too old for that right now. So my kids are here. I have to behave myself. So
the sun is up.
It is, but honestly, like at the end of the day, like this, like I'm mentally exhausted. Yeah, kind of out of gas, and just gonna go have a cocktail and enjoy the moment.
Congratulations, Lucas Oil Nationals winner in Pro Stock here in Minnesota, Jason Lyon.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to make you wait 2 weeks to get